Yes, sir, they do it. And that's the reason I went back and got that 300 Weatherby. I thought, well, should I make it back to Alaska there? It'd be nice to have something with a little muscle behind it kind of thing. And but the doggone rifle was so light, and that thing just, it was a beast. I tried to get my the gunsmith to sight it in for me. He said, you couldn't pay me enough money to shoot that thing. All right, I'll do it myself. So I think I just barely, I got on paper right away, bore sighted it, and I think it took three rounds to get it in the bullseye, and I couldn't shoot no more. My shoulder was shot. My hand was, it came back so fast and so hard, the trigger guard would slam into my middle finger, to the middle finger, and it would swell up after the first shot kind of thing. So I had a brake put on it, and that helped a little bit, but not much. But the one I regretted most was the Desert Eagle, or I guess it was the Desert Eagle, when they decided to get into rifles. They had a custom gunsmith designed this rifle they called the Mountain Eagle. And it was exactly what I was thinking of having a gunsmith make at the time. So supposedly they said they were only making 1,000 of them, so I figured it was going to be a collector's item.